As part of a mass deportation effort, the Trump administration has reportedly directed U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement officials to increase the number of immigrant arrests from a few hundred to at least 1,200 per day. That means New Jersey ICE officers are expected to make a minimum of 75 arrests daily. WHYY's David Matthau reports immigrant rights groups are scrambling to offer assistance to people who are terrified and confused.
Eric Cruz Morales of the New Jersey Alliance for Immigrant Justice says when someone is arrested in an ICE raid, they're taken to the Elizabeth Detention Center and processed, but family members frequently don't know what happened to their loved one.
For example, if somebody gets picked up today, you're not going to be able to find them in the system until 2 or 3 days later, and by that time, they could be at another facility or another place.
Araceli Argueta, who heads up the American Friends Service Committee's Immigrant Rights Program, says people taken into custody by ICE have the right to make a phone call and get an attorney, but sometimes those rights are denied.
So right now what we are doing is that we are collecting all the data from people who have been detained, and we get the information and we ask for an intake interview to these people who have been detained.
Immigrants do not pose a danger to this country, says Argueta. We're trying to build a society that's good for all of us. From the New Jersey desk, David Matthau, WHYY News.